Technology moves fast, and some of the latest technology includes artificial intelligence, such as autonomous vehicles. During Tuesday's 2019 summit, hosted by the Office of Insurance Regulation, officials talked about what the industry can do to keep up. I'm Blaze Ganey. Senator Jeff Brandis joined Chief Innovation Officer for Insurance Thought Leadership, Guy Fraker, to talk about what this new technology and others could mean for the industries involved.
Artificial intelligence, machine learning is the new electricity. And it begins to hit every single industry, much like electricity hit them back 100 years ago.
For example, Brandis says autonomous vehicles are becoming steadily more common.
Yesterday, Cadillac announced that they're coming out with a new line of electric vehicles. Audi has just announced that they're coming out with the e-tron series. The big thing with electric vehicle is a couple of things. One, you go from a car with an internal combustion engine that has 1,500 moving parts to a car that maybe has 30 moving parts.
Fewer parts mean less maintenance and no oil changes. But for auto dealers, Brandis points out business could decrease with less need for drivers to service their cars.
What happens to gas stations, right? So gas stations obviously run on a very thin margin. All of a sudden, it's 2030, 2035. We have 25%, maybe 30% of vehicles on the roads being electric. What begins to happen to the gas station market?
Chief Innovation Officer Guy Fraker says it's time the insurance industry got a head start on adapting to the coming changes.
This industry's time has finally come among all the sectors to be upended and tested and revised in a way that many other industries have already had to face. The difference now is the insurance industry and the individual companies, regardless of size, have a window of opportunity where it does not have to be a threat.
Senator Jeff Brandis sits on the Senate's Banking and Insurance Committee and the Innovation Industry and Technology Committee.